chapter 15, Breathwork. Using the breath to heal mind, body, and spirit. This chapter introduces breathwork, the second method of the morning and evening program. There's a right way to breathe. By learning how to breathe correctly, we can enhance our physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual well-being. In this chapter, you will learn how to take slow, deep abdominal breaths. The benefits are profound. For the body, abdominal breathing gives an immediate relaxation response. Everything slows down, including heart rate, respiratory rate, and blood pressure. Muscles relax. There's more energy, better sleep and digestion, and improved pain management. For emotions, breath control reduces anxiety, depression, anger, guilt, and other painful feelings. For the mind, conscious breathing helps cultivate a positive, calm, strong, focused, and resilient mind. For the soul, when we learn how to breathe, we can find our calm center, a necessity for all cognitive, behavioral, and spiritual practices. With cognitive behavioral methods, including breathwork, many will be able to reduce and ultimately get off addicting anti-anxiety and pain medications. Following are some simple, enjoyable breathing exercises. These exercises can be practiced anywhere, anytime, and in any position, including sitting, standing, walking, or lying down. As with other methods, the benefits of breathwork develop gradually and cumulatively with daily practice. Abdominal breathing. To breathe correctly, we need to understand the difference between chest and abdominal breathing. Notice your breath. If you expand your chest or ribcage more, you're a chest breather. If you expand your abdomen or stomach more, you are an abdominal breather. Stress causes rapid, shallow, noisy, and irregular chest breathing, which in turn results in more stress, locking us into a negative cycle. For example, anger and fear are inevitably associated with rapid, uneven, shallow breathing. Abdominal breathing, on the other hand, induces relaxation and has an immediate anti-anxiety effect. The heart rate slows, blood pressure decreases, and the mind and muscles relax. We regain our calm center and reduce the likelihood of getting stuck in a negative mental or emotional state. In addition to relaxation, abdominal breathing gives the body more oxygen, resulting in more energy. We should breathe abdominally when we feel well or when we have stress, restless thoughts, painful emotions, or fatigue. You can practice abdominal breathing as part of your morning and evening program or at any time. The goal is to make a habit of abdominal breathing. Following are several wonderful breathing techniques. Focused abdominal breathing with affirmations. 1. Focus on your breath. Make a conscious effort to breathe slowly, regularly, quietly, smoothly, and deeply. Chest breathing is common when anxious or in pain. If this occurs, go back to slow, deep abdominal breathing. 2. Inhalation. Inhale slowly and expand in this order. Abdomen to lower chest to upper chest. And then 3, exhalation. When you breathe out, exhale slowly, fully, and completely, squeezing all of the air out of your lungs in the following reverse order: upper chest, lower chest, abdomen. So you're breathing slowly on inhalation for from the abdomen to the lower chest to the upper chest, and then you exhale from the upper chest to the lower chest to the abdomen. Then as you do this, practice affirmations. Try any affirmation that makes you comfortable, or simply focus on the breath. You might affirm, breathing gently, calming down, breathing gently, problem melts. Breathing gently, calming down, breathing gently, problem melts. If the mind wanders, gently bring it back to the breath. Breathe slow and deep, 5 to 10 minutes in your morning and evening program or any time of day. You might try 10 to 15 quiet, deep breaths whenever you need to refocus and energize. If you feel lightheaded, stop for 20 to 30 seconds and then start again. With practice, abdominal breathing replaces chest breathing. The result is a relaxed body, peace of mind, and vitality. The next exercise is called the calming breath. This breathing exercise produces a feeling of peace. Practice the calming breath when you're anxious, restless, or at any time. First, make a conscious effort to make your breath slow, regular, quiet, smooth, and deep. Now inhale fully to a count of 8. Hold the deep breath to a count of 8. And then exhale fully to a count of 8. You can count to 2, 4, 6, 12, or even up to 20. Choose whatever number you wish. But use that same number for the inhalation, for the hold at the top, and then for the exhalation. It does not matter how fast you count. Repeat this exercise 6 to 8 times in your morning and evening program or any time of day. The breath of fire. The breath of fire stimulates, energizes, and relaxes the body. Try it when you get up in the morning or any time you are sleepy, fatigued, or anxious. 1. With mouth closed, breathe through your nose at a rate of 2 to 3 breaths a second. One breath includes inhalation and exhalation. The inhalations and exhalations are continuous, smooth, and of equal length. Practice this exercise for 15 to 30 seconds. Increase in small increments up to several minutes at a time. Here's an example of how fast you breathe when you do the breath of fire. Do that for 15 to 30 seconds, and then notice that you've increased your calm energy. Next exercise is called the breath and emotional pain management. Abdominal breathing helps us work through emotional pain. This allows us to experience the truth of our feelings. When we process anger, anxiety, depression, or other difficult emotions, we gain self-knowledge and peace of mind. 1. Notice what you are feeling. 2. Remind yourself that repressed feelings remain while processed feelings dissipate. 3. Breathe right into the center of the feeling. Sometimes just breathing into the feeling clears it. 4. If the feeling persists, stay with it and let it speak to you. When the feeling reveals its truths, it moves on and you gain self-knowledge. Refer to Chapter 23, Transformation of Emotion, for additional details on emotional processing. Points to remember. Abdominal breathing is one of the keys to physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual health. The way we breathe has a profound effect on how we feel. We do not have to practice breathing for months or years to get results. The relaxation response can occur immediately. Breath is always available. We can use it at any time to get centered, calm, comfortable, and still. Abdominal breathing increases our awareness of our body, feelings, and the environment. Breath work helps dissolve painful emotions. Breath work helps replace mental restlessness with peace of mind. Breath work helps curb addiction and craving. Breathe right into the heart of the craving to make it disappear. Breath work helps manage physical pain. Breathing into the pain helps to control fear and cultivate strength. Affirmations. Practice the following affirmations as you breathe slowly and deeply. Breathing gently, calming down. Breathing gently, problem melts. Aware of breath, relax, peace. Follow breath, relax, peace. Breathe in and out, relax, peace. Breathe deeply, feel the peace. Breathe deep, feel better. Breathe deep, nothing to fear. Breathe deep, ready for anything. I use the breath to stay present. I relax my body, I calm my mind, relax, peace. I relax my body, I calm my mind, relax, peace. I slow down my breathing to slow down my thoughts. I use my breath to heal myself. I fill my mind with thoughts of peace. Whatever comes, I can do. Fears examined melt away. Drops of water wears down stone. Fears examined melt away. Drops of water wears down stone. Exercises. Describe the benefits of conscious breathing for the body, mind, emotions, and spirit. What is the difference between chest and abdominal breathing? Describe and practice focused abdominal breathing with affirmations. Describe and practice the calming breath. Describe and practice the breath of fire. Practice deep abdominal breathing the next time you are upset or angry. Notice the effect. Practice deep abdominal breathing the next time you are craving food, alcohol, drugs, or anything else you're trying to avoid. Notice the effect. Practice deep abdominal breathing the next time you are suffering from physical pain. Notice the effect. In the next chapter, you will study the third method of the morning and evening program, contemplation.